गोपी जन बल्ला भा गिरिधर धारी जया जशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना पीरा बना चारी जमुना तीरा बना चारी राधा मदाभा जय जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा मदाभा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमात इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमात इज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथ राशि मम भागवतं की निताई गौर प्रेमनंदी O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to Shishiguru and Shiguranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, entitled The Saman Bonan, Chapter 23, The Brahmana's Wives Bless, Text Number 5 and Number 6. Text Number 5, I read,
Ityadishta Bhagavata Gatvaja Chantate Tata Kritanjali Puta Bripam Bipram Dandabat Patita Bhuvi.
Translation. Thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cowherd boys went there and submitted their requests. They stood before the Brahmanas with palms joined in supplication and then fell flat on the ground to offer respect.
And today's verse, we'll read together. Text number 6. He Bhumi Deva Sri Nuta Krishnasya Deshakarina Praktanjanita Bhadrambo Gopanno Ramachoditam. He Bhumi Deva Sri Nuta Krishnasya Deshakarina Pratangyanita Bhadrambho Gopanno Ramachoditam. He Bhumi Deva Sri Nuta Krishnasya Deshakarina Pratangyanita Bhadrambho Gopanno Ramachoditam.
Please chant.
He Bhumi Devaha.
O earthly gods,
Srinuta,
please hear us.
Krishnasya Adesha.
Of the order of Krishna.
Karinaha.
The executors.
Praptam.
Arrive.
Janita,
please recognize.
Bhadram,
all good.
Va,
unto you.
Gopam,
cowherd boys.
Naha,
us.
Ramachoditam,
sent by Lord Rama. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The cowherd boy said, O earthly gods, please hear us. We cowherd boys are executing the orders of Krishna, and we have been sent here by Balaram. We wish you all good for you. Please acknowledge our arrival. Purport. The term Bhumi Devaha, gods on earth, refer here to the Brahmanas, who are supposed to closely represent the will of the Supreme Lord. The philosophy of Krishna consciousness is not a primitive polytheistic doctrine holding that human beings on the earth are gods. Rather, it is a science that traces the descent of authority from the Absolute Truth Himself, Sri Krishna. The authority and power of God naturally extend along with the extension of His creation. And on earth, the Lord's will and authority are represented by purified, enlightened men called Brahmanas. This account illustrates the ritual that the ritualistic Brahmanas approached by the cowherd boys were not at all properly enlightened, and thus could not appreciate the position of Krishna and Balaram, and that of their intimate associates. In fact, this passage exposes the pretentious position of so-called Brahmanas who are not faithful devotees of the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Rupada Swami Iti Namine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine Banchakalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. In text number 5, translate again. Thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of God, the cowherd boys went there and submitted their requests. They stood before the Brahmanas with palms joined in supplication and then fell flat on the ground to offer respect. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments. They approached with folded hands to show their humble attitude and to obtain some grains. Though they fell on the ground, they appeared more effulgent than the Brahmanas who were living the same braja, but we're living in the same braja, on the same braja. And Srila Jiva Goswami comments, respecting his instructions, they went, Krishna's instructions. They are described as acting with proper conduct, folding their hands and falling on the earth to reveal the bad conduct of the Brahmanas. And Srila Sanatana Goswami comments, they went because they had to follow the Lord's order. They begged in the way instructed by Krishna. They are described as acting with proper conduct, folding their hands and falling on the earth to reveal the bad conduct of the Brahmanas. It is understood that Krishna told them to do this, or because they were the best of the devotees, this was natural to them to show devotion to the Brahmanas. They also chanted the Lord's names. So, it's a very important instruction. Yesterday, we got a little bit of a discussion on executing Krishna's order and specifically this order of going out of your comfort zone and putting the self in the humble position of actually ask or beg for something to the people in general. And don't be and not be ashamed or embarrassed, but on the strength of representing, of executing Krishna's order, we go and do this type of activities. But a very important instruction also is that we have to show proper conduct. And specifically here is highlighted how the cowherd boys, under the instructions of Krishna, show the proper respect to the brahmanas. And they acted in such a way that it was very endearing, very, very culture, and very respectful. These qualities of humility and tolerance and respect, and put yourself in the position of giving up your false identity of being something or being important, false prestige, is explained by Lord Chaitanya as the most important qualities to cultivate to actually being able to fully absorb oneself in the chanting of the holy names, in this process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Without cultivating, without actually achieving these qualities, we can't have a taste for these things. We can come to the position of truly appreciating Krishna's position and Krishna's potencies. So humility, tolerance, respect, and being able to eliminate or being able to function devoid of the influence of false ego. Trinarapi sunichana tarorapi sahisuna amanina madanena kirtanija sadahari. To be able to chant the holy name constantly. So the cowherd boys was showing beautifully these qualities. They approach with great humility. They fold the dead hands. They fall flat in the floor, in the ground. And they address the brahmanas in such a respectful manner. And this show of perfect Krishna consciousness completely exposes the improper or the unenlightened position of the brahmanas, which was very surprising, because the brahmanas are supposed to be enlightened. Brahmanas are supposed to be the representatives of Krishna. So a Brahman is someone who knows Brahman. That's the definition of a Brahmana. So who is perfectly situated in this position of knowledge. And thus the Brahmanas represent the Lord, the Supreme Lord on earth. That is, they're the representative. So it is expected that they're enlightened beings. But the fact is that the Brahmanas were exposed by the perfect behavior of these cowherd boys. They were simple boys, but because they were perfectly connected in love and devotion to Krishna, they were perfected beings. So it's a very important aspect of ourself, the instruction for ourself. We may not fully be in the position of having these qualities, but we cultivate them. And especially when we're representing Krishna, especially when we go out in this very simple and humble service under the order of Krishna, and in our case, specifically under the order of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's mission is a Sankirtan mission. So we are, by Lord Chaitanya's order, to go out and distribute Krishna consciousness into the world. Lord Chaitanya's vision is that in every town and village. So as representatives of Lord Chaitanya, servants of the servants of the servants of Lord Chaitanya, then we're obliged to go out and represent the mission. And in representing the mission, we have to cultivate this mood of having full faith in Krishna's order, in Krishna's protection, and with full enthusiasm and confidence, go out and approach people, but with this mood of humility and respect. And also tolerance times. And taking our false ego. So when there is the plans of going on Harinam today, it's going to be like under 30 degrees, which may not be a super clever thing to do, but anyway, sometimes we execute those austerities. But regardless, when we go on Harinam, when we go on book distribution, the idea as we approach people is always with extreme respect. So how we show respect to people who are ignorant or who are engaged in some mundane activities, sometimes intoxicated. You know, in many situations we go into these festivals in which people are completely intoxicated. And there we are approaching them with books or with Harinam. And we have to show this respect. We have to show respect towards them. Respect. And we have to be very tolerant and we have to be humble. So one thing that, you know, I learned it in the very beginning. We were trained like that to be very conscious, especially to when police or when people come, to be very, very attuned of people's reactions and be very respectful to not necessarily disturb or over-disturb or unnecessarily disturb people. You can actually be very attuned to if you see very intoxicated people, then you know you turn the Harinam into, you know, another area, because you know that intoxicated people, you can sense sometimes that they can be engaged. So you have to be very conscious, and with that apply all these elements. The devotee, when we approach the public, we have to be blameless. People cannot accuse us of being disrespectful or disruptive like that. Sometimes you can avoid it, but because, you know, people sometimes we can confront people that are very demoniac, but in general we'll be very, very conscientious. We approach like that. And one thing that I, you know, that one learns with constantly going out was that, you know, this activity of putting yourself out on the order of Krishna and Guru and Krishna is the most beautiful activity that you can ever be engaged in. The experience of being in that position is possibly the most, at least in my experience, is the most powerful Krishna conscious experience that one can have. In terms of feeling yourself completely connected and protected with Lord Chaitanya and with, you know, the whole process. It's like one is in a bubble, in a transcendental bubble, you know, going through this thick materialistic space. Because many of us were not fully pure. Sometimes if we on ourselves in that same space full of materialistic thing, very often or very naturally we can be affected by that. But when the Harinam is different, you can be in the thick of it and being completely transcendental. If you're very absorbed. And then it's having this conviction that there's nothing most beautiful than this, most pure, beautiful, nourishing than this activity of being out and bringing Krishna consciousness or exposing people to Krishna consciousness. So when we're out, it's not that we're necessarily trying to get something from people, but we're actually giving something very, very valuable. So I find out that if we give with joy and just with the joy of being part, of being mercifully engage in this activity, when we share that joy and we do it in a respectful manner, is irresistible for people. In general, is completely irresistible. People can avoid being attracted by. When that mood is there, it's a mood of you actually giving in the position of being like this peon or this conduit of sharing this most wonderful gift. So we don't have to be mental or concerned that this is going to be a disturbance or people are not accustomed or they're not, you know, if they see someone in a dhoti, they may, you know, feel like, ooh, you know, weird. No. We're sharing a spiritual culture that is very beautiful and very pure and powerful. And doing it with its happy heart and respectfully, then it's irresistible. So here we are in these situations. The cowherd boys are approaching the brahmanas on the order of Krishna. They come to beg, and they approach the brahmanas in a very humble manner. So they approach the brahmanas as this, "He Bhumi Deva," so all earthly gods. Earthly gods because they represent Krishna. So as representatives of Krishna, they're as good as, you know, that is the Vedic conception. Those who represent the Supreme Personality of God, that they empower and they should be respected as good as God. "Please hear us. We come here executing the orders of Krishna, and we're sent by Balaram. We wish you all good. Please acknowledge our arrival." Such a sweet, you know, gentle and cultured voice. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse. This is the voice. "We're following Krishna's order, because he's the son of King Nanda. He has more power than Balaram. We have been sent by Baladev. We will give him the first rice that we receive." And Srila Jiva Goswami comments. "They address the Brahmanas with devotion. They mention Krishna first because their main attraction is for him, forgetting the order that Krishna gave them. Balaram was the main sender, however. Covering their mistake, they say, 'Good fortune to you,' out of respect." Nice detail. And Srila Sanatana Goswami comments, "They spoke with devotion, all gods of the earth. They mentioned Krishna first, though. They had been instructed to mention Balaram first. By nature, they had a special devotion to Krishna and identified themselves as his servants, since he had given the order. Not seeing any respect given when they spoke, they thought they have committed offense and asked forgiveness. 'Good fortune to you,' or they say this, since it was naturally for any person making a request, quote, 'Why have your servants of Krishna come? We have been sent by Balaram. By the order of Krishna, Balaram sends us.' They were devoted to both, but were more devoted to Krishna. This shows that Krishna was greater than Balaram. Or, ordered by Krishna, we came inspired by Balaram. So both of them sent us. They did not follow Krishna's order out of devotion to Krishna, and thus mention Krishna first. The power of both of them is indicated by their names, which are famous and glorious everywhere. Thus, we, his servants, have come by his order and not our own." So, the question of how these brahmanas who are supposed to be the representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on earth, were living in Vrindavan, were not able to recognize Krishna, were not able to understand Krishna's position. And this discussion also takes place by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, when he is explaining to Arjuna the beginning of chapter 9 is entitled Devotional Service, the King of All Knowledge. So Krishna explains that this knowledge is a Raja Vidya and the Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Idan Uttamam. That is the king of all knowledge, the king of all secrets or confidential knowledge. But it's also executed, it's a perfection of all dharma, because it's very joyfully executed. And he gives full realization of the self by the execution of devotional service. So the acharyas bring this question: if this knowledge is so perfect and so easily to execute, if devotional service is so easily to execute, how is that people, especially people of knowledge, are not immediately taken up to this process? When it is explained, it's the greatest of all knowledge and it's very simple to execute. And joyfully too, because we hear of other processes of self-realization that have to do, you have to go undergo so much difficulties and austerities, penances. But they don't have, Krishna is explaining, this is the top of all knowledge and is very joyfully executed. Susukam kartun abhyayam. So how is that immediately is not taken up? What is that doesn't allow people to take it up? And Krishna answers that with, in this verse, Asradadana Purusha verse 9:3. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. So this element of faith is the element that allows this embracement or this execution or this taking up the process of devotional service. Without faith, then there is no chance. You can recognize. We haven't, so, and so, what exactly is the definition of faith? Lord Chaitanya defines faith in, this is, you know, the famous verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Lord Chaitanya defined what is Shraddha. Shraddha Shatve Vishwasakahe Sudida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahoi. Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities Such faith is favorable to discharge, to the discharge of devotional service. So, obviously, this faith was lacking on these ritualistic brahmanas. They didn't have faith in Krishna's position. And especially that by serving Krishna, then automatically all the results of subsidiary performances of dharma will be automatically taken care. So everything will be taken care by devotional service to the Supreme Lord. How is that they didn't have that type of faith? Well, first is because of Krishna explains that to Arjuna, there is this the necessary, how you say, mindset to be able to have that faith it cannot happen when one is attached to sense gratification and material opulence. Boga Ishwarya Prasaktanan. What is it? What is that? Taya Aprahitya Chetasa Berya Sayatmika Budhi. I can't remember that. Yeah, that it can, this Vyavya Sayatmika Budhi, which is necessary, that is the symptom of this faith, doesn't take place. So the brahmanas were performing these rituals to obtain, that was their, they were attached to the rituals, to the idea that by these rituals they will elevate themselves to a higher position of existence in the material world. The elevation of heavenly planets and to have fortune and all that in this life. It's because of that they can recognize Krishna. So it is explained that that this Shraddha is obtained only by the association of devotees. Only by the association of devotees. So we hear that when we come in contact with a devotee, the devotee, by the mercy of Krishna, and by the mercy of the devotee, one receives this seed of devotional service. This seed is also described as this Shraddha. And this Shraddha grows and grows and grows until it fully develops into a full love of Godhead, Krishna Prema. So in the beginning we receive this, you know, this Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasada Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. So we receive this in the beginning. This Shraddha is very, very, very fragile and have to be fully protected. So this Shraddha starts to evolve when becomes attached to being the association of devotees. And in the association of devotees, we receive a process of cultivating this Shraddha. And in the cultivation, part of the cultivation is that we understand what is favorable and what is negative. And then part of the cultivation is that also we understand the science of taking the unwanted things that can choke the growth of Shraddha. And like that, Shraddha becomes from being very fragile to being very well situated and steady. And from that it starts to grow, you know, into the highest stages of Shraddha. So as long as we have these very fragile manifestations of faith, we're very susceptible to these ideas or these conceptions that I can take care of certain things myself independently from Krishna. It's not having full faith that by Krishna's service, by devotional service, everything will be taken care of perfectly. So in mixed devotion, we keep, okay, I have faith on Krishna in this area, but in this area, I'm going to do it independently. And then in the process of Krishna consciousness, we become purified, and then gradually we start to give up these ideas. Until the point that we can abandon all the things and simply surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharmam paritya mam ekam sharanam braja. So this beautiful pastime is also going to show us this transition. Well, first, the contrast between those who were fully attached to Krishna and who were able to, with full faith, take to the process of serving Krishna, and those who have not that type of faith, you know, have, in this case, the Brahmanas have this mixed faith, because they were worshippers of, they were worshipping also, they were Brahmanas, they were performing the Karma Kanda, and so, they were not ignorant, demoniac type of people. So there was mixed devotion there, and how they become purified by the association of the cowherd boys and the association of their devoted wives. So it's a very, very beautiful understanding. And for us, it's also a very important lesson to actually take from this pastime too, in terms of seeing that contrast and the transformation of the Brahmanas too. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Raji mentioned about the faith on Krishna. Sometimes we have faith, sometimes. Can you please elaborate on that? How it is practical? We don't see like devotees changing immediately. I mean, like, can you please more focus on faith?
To have more, how we can have more focus on our faith?
Yes.
Faith? It's a matter of maturity, I think, and it will naturally happen. Our saving path, or you know, the key of everything for most of us devotees who are in the process of purification is the application of the sadhana process. The execution, as close as we can execute the orders and the prescriptions of the spiritual master, the rapid sort of strengthening of our faith will happen. And it's like, you know, being sick, and then if your body is susceptible, it could be affected, then you put some sort of vaccine or antiseptic or something like that, and then you're protected. But you have to do it regularly, because if you stop doing it, then you become again, you know, your body is not fully steady and settled. So as long as we have this mixed situation, we have to execute our duties, which is our sadhana, and the rest is just tolerate. So is this process is a very perfect process. You know, it's not, especially, you know, I've been in the process of thinking or trying to understand, you know, how to break through our condition. You come to appreciate Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna says this, Tamsti Tikshava Bharata, Matres Parsasta Kuntaya, you know, when he's explaining to Arjuna, you have to tolerate. You have to understand that these things comes and goes, you know, they're just there. But when he says this word tolerate, it means that it's meant for us. Because tolerating means that there's something really difficult and you have to live with it. For those who are transcendental, they have no difficulty. They're not affected. But for those who are affected, you have to tolerate. So we're affected, most of us. So we have to tolerate. Tolerate while executing your duties. And what are the duties? There's also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, we receive this Swadharma from the spiritual master, both spiritual and material. So we execute what we have to do, our services, our sadhana, our duties if we're householders or things like that. We tolerate the things that this body brings, the pushes and the, you know, sufferings and this and that, you know, the anxieties, all this stuff, the happiness, the distress, you know, sometimes this and that, you know, negative, positive. We tolerate those things and we go on executing to the best of our abilities. So if we do like that, you know, then naturally you're in the progressive path. But if we don't do that, then it's like this, okay, Krishna says that in the third chapter. So when one disregards the teachings and do not follow them, are to be considered bereft of knowledge, befooled, and ruined in their endeavors for perfection. So if we start to disregard out of just ignorance and laziness or being illusion, then, you know, we just... it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in this lifetime. We have to remain progressive. We have to remain, you know, going naturally. And I think it will happen. We will break through. But also, you come to appreciate another thing. I mean, because I think a lot of this, because you know, I'm looking for the day to break through. You know, I'm realizing that after so many years, you still, at least I'm talking about myself, you know, dealing with neophyte stuff. You know, the symptoms, unsteady devotion. That's a symptom of Kanishta. So you come to appreciate too that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the scriptures, Krishna also presented in such a way that the fact is that there is an acknowledgement that this is not a simple thing, like you just, you know, you take devotional service and then bam, you know, you're on your way to you'll be a pure devotee, you know, very soon. But the fact is that, you know, just like the example of Lord Brahma, you know, there is all these things, not that Lord Brahma is an example of that, but I say the prayers, Tate Nukampan, Shushushukmanina, Shushushukshamanina, that that verse in itself also gives this opening of this space in which many conditioned souls who are taken to devotional service have to be, that you remain waiting patiently. So that means that it doesn't necessarily happen immediately. You know, when you have to patiently wait, means that you have to have patiently wait. You know, it's a time. There's a and then in the commentaries, the Acharya says, you know, you just have to remain alive and keep, you know, doing your Krishna conscious duties. So it means it can take a lifetime, and it's no guarantee that in a lifetime you have breakthrough. You know, the conditions of your body, you know. But even then, if you remain faithful to your practices and you endeavor, you know, suffering, tolerating what this body brings with, and executing your duties in a humble, a tolerant and respectful way, then it is our right to receive, you know, Krishna's mercy. It's, you know, Lord Brahma says. So there's all this space in which we can actually understand that we just have to remain completely with faith, hold to this, to the lotus feet, or that in the instructions of Guru and Krishna, and go on with our practices for the rest of our life, and then just wait for Krishna's mercy. It will happen. It will happen if we remain like that. You know, we have that conviction, and it's wonderful when we're in a society of devotees, because you see examples of that. Sometimes you see devotees passing that, you know, you didn't consider them to be pure, you know, like this amazing, you know, they didn't give a class, they did not preach, they just serve. Humbly serving, you know, unnoticeable. Yes, another devotee in the congregation, you know, nice devotee that is always serving, but not necessarily a guru or someone inspiring a lot of people and giving great classes. And it's still, when they leave their body, just because they engage their full life in serving the devotees and serving Krishna, then they live in some, you know, very auspicious situations, and then with devotee saying, you know, there's all the symptoms that this devotee left is going back home, back to Godhead. You can see that. So that gives us faith. We just have to continue. So our focus, just to answer your question in this long way, you know, because I think a lot of this thing is in trying to apply the closest we can the instructions that we're given and tolerating the coming and going of our material conditions, and then just, you know, if you get knocked down, toss yourself up, stand up and go back to your duties, you know, like that. It's 9:35. Jai Baladev, you have something? Who else? Keep it really tight, Jai Baladev.
In the second verse, the text six, description of the manner in which the cowherd boys approach the ritualistic brahmanas is, you know, you pointed out that it exposed the fact that the brahmanas, perhaps their faith was not, you could say, awakened or at least flourishing with regard to acknowledging Krishna's order by the cowherd boys for some offering of foodstuff. So I was just reflecting that, I guess there would be a question connected to this, that if persons are caught up in karmakanda practices, you know, pious persons, but certainly, you know, with those kind of selfish motives for their particular material comforts to be there through those karmakanda practices, then could it be said that if such persons are somewhat attracted to some component of devotional life, like perhaps kirtan, because you were bringing up, you know, today is the day where persons will be exposed to devotees on the streets chanting kirtan, performing kirtan, could it be said that that is the awakening of faith or the giving of some seed of devotional faith to persons, not even persons who are sort of completely unexposed to the whole Vedic system, but even persons who are performing karmakanda practices?
In general, yes. Yes. So people receive that first initial association and they have then this own attraction. And that attraction will lead to more and more and more. Like that. And but at one point, you know, they have to start to take up the process itself. But that initial attraction is the beginning. Yes, yes. Shraddha, and then from Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha. And then from Sadhu Sangha is Bhajana Kriya. That's it. So the whole progression goes like that. So it takes time for depending on the people, you know. I mean, some people it's very fast. Some people it takes some years. But it will naturally happen. Yeah. So the question is, yes. I'm going to stop here. Jai Baladev. It's 9:39. It's 8:39. So unless you do, which is going to be challenging for you, just, you know, if you're going to do a comment, just go, just keep all the and just go right into the comment. You have
all right, this the question is
2 minutes.
Severely edited, so maybe I'll bring up the rest of the parts tomorrow. regarding the seed of our faith you were mentioning. So we see the seed of our faith should be Ishwara Padma Krishna. Krishna's in control. But we see Indra, even though he's a devotee, he thought he had control over who lives and who dies. So sometimes we think we have control over whose reputation lives, whose reputation dies. We see that depending on our opulence. So you were mentioning that seed of devotion, where it says we could either water the weeds or we could water the real creeper. So how do we know we're not watering the faith that I'm in control because I have so many opulences, even in our devotional life, that I could say anything, do anything, and not expect any repercussions? But we see that's not true. So how do we know we're not watering the faith that I'm in control and not watering the real faith that Krishna's in control?
Well, the immediate thing is that we're miserable, you know. So so that when you start to find conflict, when you have to experience conflicted things, then you can start to look inside and say, okay, what am I doing wrong? Because if you're doing things right, when you're doing things right, you're ecstatic. You know, everything, the experience is very, very blissful. Susukam kantu avyayam. But if we don't experience that sukha, or that spiritual happiness, then we know that, okay, this area, there's something that is not, you know. So then you can start to review it. Okay, what's happening here? Why I'm miserable? Why am I thinking like this? Why am I feeling this? Why I feel that? And then you start to dig in, and then you find out. So it's Krishna's mercy that chose those things. Basically, you know, the process itself will show you, okay, here's the weed. The weed, you know, and then, you know, the process of taking it out is going to be, there's some pain and this and that, you know, some struggle. But you're able to recognize it will definitely happen. And I think that's the spirit of all of us. Okay. Thank you.